Okay, the Rabbi, today's daf is daf Samach Dalit. We're holding the very bottom of Samach Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara begins on the final line, Misayale. I'm going to bring a raya to him. A raya to whom? A raya about what? So to understand the Gemara properly, we'll go back just 5-6 lines. You'll see the Gemara in the middle of the line begins, Yosef Rav Nachman, V'ula V'avimi Bar Papi, V'yosef Rav Chia Bar Ami Gabayu, V'yasim V'kam B'boilehu. These great giants were sitting together, the first one being Rav Nachman, and they had the following Shaila. And as we will finish discussing this Shaila, you'll see in Yetz Hashem, further in today's daf, two more Shailas that were asked in this kibbutz of these great Rabbanon, and primarily Rav Nachman, as we will see. Anyway, Zuk Timara, what's the Shaila? Come here, boy, Schorel Liskor B'yayin Nesach Mahu. You'll recall, not this guy, Lishbar. I'm sorry, the lighting here is poor. 2 days ago, we started off the perek. If a guy, for instance, hired a Jew to assist him in Yayin Nesach, what type of assistance? Rashi said, for instance, to go and transport barrels of Yayin Nesach from place to place. Or, for that matter, to go and change containers. From very large containers to small containers, things of that nature. Not that the Jew Chas V'Shalom is going to eat or drink the Yayin Nesach. He's just going to do some physical, menial labor involving the Yayin Nesach. Says the Mishnah, Schoroi Osur. The salary that he receives is Osur. The Gemara had a whole shock of attire. Why is it Osur? Until the Gemara concluded, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Knas Shuhu Shekonsu Chachomim. The Chamorin ubiyayin nesach. Stay away from Yayin Nesach. Even though all you're doing is you're acting as an Uber driver, as a Lyft driver, you're moving the barrels from place to place. That schar is osur, said our Mishnah. So now the Gemara asks, what happens if the guy hires the Jew to do something very unexpected? What is that very unexpected? Schar lishbar biyayin nesach mahu. The goy wanted to get rid of the Yayin Nesach. Doesn't say why he wanted to get rid of it, but he wanted to get rid of it. So he asked the Jew, can you help me out in getting rid of the Yayin Nesach? How are we going to get rid of it? By breaking these chavyas in, these large casks, these large barrels of wine, and then of course by breaking them, all the wine is going to pour out. We're going to destroy the chavyas, we're going to destroy the wine, and I'm going to pay you $100. For helping me out, lishbar v'yayin nesach. Now, is that permissible? So what would be the shayla? Zok Timar, mi amrin in kimin deroitze b'kiyumai osur. The Jew thinks to himself, I want every one of these barrels to remain intact until I destroy them. Because if I were to come on the scene, and the barrels have already been broken, and all the wine is poured out, then the person is not going to pay me. There's nothing for me to do. So silently in his heart and in his mind, he's hoping that these barrels remain intact. Lamazong, if the employer pays him $1 per barrel. So every barrel is important. And he says to himself, Roitzip Humay, I hope when I arrive tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, to do the work, all 100 barrels are there, and I'll be able to earn $100. So therefore, since he's Roitzip B'Kiyumay, says Igmar, maybe Osir. That in itself, that he is saying, I want to get the salary, and in order to get the salary, I want this Yayin Nesach to remain intact, at least from now, until I begin my services. Maybe this in itself is Osir, because he is deriving Hana'ah from the Yayin Nesach, as a result of the Yayin Nesach still being in existence. If all the Yayin Nesach would run down into the valley, into the sewage system, he has no job, he gets no money. So he's right to be Kumite, maybe it's awesome. Oy Dilma, or maybe the other way around. Kolam Ute Tifla Shaper Dummy. Since he's getting rid of this Yayin Nesach ultimately, even though the Hachana in his mind is, I want this to stick around as long as possible until I get ready to go and destroy the one. But in the meantime, what's the ultimate purpose here? The ultimate purpose is to get rid of it. Not only to get rid of Avodah Zarah, but get rid of Yayin Nesach, Umisham Shel, anything having to do with Avodah Zarah. So maybe that's permissible. So that's permissible to receive schar, salary, for doing this job. That's what they asked, and Rav Nachman said, Rav Nachman, Yishbar v'tovei ola bracha. Not only is he allowed to go and break these barrels and receive a salary, but you should go and give him a mishaberach as well. It's a wonderful thing. Get rid of the Ainesach, get rid of any vestige, anything having to do with the Avodah Zarah. Okay, very good. Zokiyat Sigmara, let's try to bring a raya to this halach of Rav Nachman from a braisa. After all, Rav Nachman was from the later or latest Amiroyim, so we want to be able to back up this psak halacha from the Tanoim. And what do we bring from the braisa? Ein oidrim im oivet kechavim im oivet kechavim v'kilai. Aval oikrin imoy kedei lamute es ha-tifla. What is this all about? As everybody knows, you're not allowed to have kilayim, mixing different breeds, in your fields. What happens if a goy has a field of kilayim? Okay, that's not your problem. It's the goy's kilayim, you know. The goy has a avodah zarah in his house. He has kilayim in his field. That's not your problem. But the problem is that the goy is hiring a Jew to help him out. What helping out? Oidrin. Oidrin means hoeing. For those of you that are not familiar with a hoe, hoe is like a small shovel. So he's helping out the goy to go and shovel and to hoe in his garden, in his field, to help out the kilayim. Shteit on the braisa, ein oidrin. You're not allowed to help him out, because what you are doing is you are participating in the continued sustenance and growth of this kilayim. And as we'll see, Mechem Nigmar is going to bring a posik. And Rashi says on the Amud Aleph that the derech of Zriya is not just putting in the seeds in the ground, but also to go and cover over the seeds with the earth, so that the seeds don't just remain flat on earth level, but they are underneath the earth. So then after that, when you add the rain and the water and the fertilize and all the rest, that they should grow and blossom and get enrooted in the ground, etc., etc. So, ein oidrin, you're not allowed to do that with the goy, the kilayim. Aval, top of the omid, oikrin imoy, you're allowed to be oikir the kilayim. In other words, if this goy happens to be a religious goy, and he says, I know that the Bible says you're not allowed to have kilayim, so I want to be oikir it, then he's allowed to be oikir it and get a salary for being oikir it. So the goy calls up the Jew on Monday afternoon, and he says to him, tomorrow morning, Tuesday, it's going to be a clear day, it's not going to be pouring, it's not going to be too hot, please come on over, I'm going to pay you $100 to be oker, to go and uproot and unearth as much as you can of the kalayim in my field. So now this case is very, very similar to the Ayin Esach case, because here too, says Rashi, he's thinking to himself, I want this kalayim to remain overnight until tomorrow morning. Because if I come tomorrow morning and I find that there are no longer any kalayim in the field, the goy is going to say, mister, you know, there was a, God made a miracle overnight, uprooted all of these kalayims and nothing left, and you know, sayonara. So he is roitze b'kiyuma, he wants to make sure that all of this kalayim remains enrooted in the ground, so that when he comes to remove it, he'll have a job and he'll get paid a salary. So the price is in Befedish. To go and remove the word tifla, the art scroll translates, I think, as futility. It really means that there's nothingness. To get rid of this, in I guess vulgar English, they would say this garbage. Get this garbage out of here. If you're a little bit more refined, they'll say, take the trash to the trash bin, or the refuse. So he wants to get rid of this refuse. So just like we see in this braisa, it says very clearly that you're allowed to get paid to go and remove the kilayim. So here too, said Rav Nachman, you're allowed to get paid to get rid of the Ayin Esach. It's a very nice raya. Now, to buttress the raya, the Gemara tells us that Savru HaMani Rabbi Kivi, the Talmidei HaYeshiva, when they were bringing this raya, they assumed that the Tan of this Brice is Rabbi Kiva. The Omar HaMekayim B'Kelayim is Loike. Rabbi Kiva is the one that says that if you're Mekayim Kelayim, we'll see what that means, he gets Malkus. To sign you, we have a Brice, HaMenachesh V'HaMechape B'Kelayim Loike. Rabbi Kiva Omer Af HaMekayim. HaMenachesh means someone who is pruning. V'HaMechape means someone that is covering over the roots and the seeds and all the rest by hoeing or by digging, similar to what we had on the Omid Beis. This oidrin, this machape b'kelayim, is very similar. So if a person does nichush and machape b'kelayim, even though this is not the actual seeding and sowing seeds in the ground, after all, the Torah says, sodcha loy sizra keloyim, but these are considered to be accessories or secondary to planting. You don't just go to a field and throw out seeds. You got to do and prepare the ground and prepare whatever to be able to do this properly. So the nichush and chipoy are byproducts or secondary to zriya, and that's why it's us. That yeloiken lo sizra keloyim. Sodcha lo sizra keloyim. Rabbi Kiva says, afa mekayim. Even just leaving it there in your field, you know that there is kelayim in your field. I advise Yankel, get the kelayim out. Just leaving it, I'm not doing any work. Even that, you're also over. Now, l'chayr, what is he doing? Just because it's there, and he's ignoring it, that in itself is sufficient. So Rashi said, no, you got to do something, but it's not something that's related to the actual growth. It's related to protecting it. If you look at Rashi on the third, fourth line, Rashi brings Rabbi Kiva, Diyama Makayim, Mikalayim, Loike, Dimzoron Acher, somebody else planted it. I had nothing to do with it. It's Kalayim, full, fair. I have nothing to do with Kalayim. Ubozeh, V'osalehen, Siyog, V'geder, Kidei, L'kaimon. He built a fence around this garden, around this vineyard, where the Kalayim was planted. Then he's Loike. Says Rashi, Alma Osr Liois Roitze Bikiyuman. You see, it's not just the actual physical kumbase planting, it's even just stabilizing and keeping it extant in your ground, in your field, is also Osr, according to Rabbi Kiva. Where does Rabbi Kiva take this from? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, Oymah from Makai, Maitam, Rabbi Kiva, Amakrot, says the Pasi, Sotchali Sizra Kaloyim, Ainli Elizerea. I only know Zareya, such as the real Zareya, plus Nichush and Machape, etc. Mekayim Minayin, how do you know if I build a fence around it? Tamaloimar, Loi Kilayim. This Loi Kilayim is different to how the Gemara usually quotes this Rabbi Kiva. Elsewhere in Masechta Samoyed Katan, where is the Makoyr of this Rabbi Kiva, there the Gemara uses the expression Kilayim Sodcha Loi. What does it mean, Kilayim Sodcha Loi? So if you look back at the Pasuk, if you have the Torah or HaShalem, it says, Es chukai say tishmoiru, behemdcha loy sarbiya kilayim, sodcha loy sizra kilayim, uvegit kilayim shatnes, layal alecha. Three different types of kilayim. You have the kilayim of mating two different animals together. You have going and growing two different species in your field. And then begit kilayim shatnes, don't go mix linen together with wool in your begodim, and that of course is called shatnes, that we're all generally familiar with. So now, the way the pasuk is written is ideal. Behemtcha leisirbiya kalayim. No kalayim with your behemes. Sodcha leisizra kalayim. No kalayim with your sod. Nevertheless, the way Rabbi Kiva darshins the pasuk, since the pasuk could have been written differently, even though it would have been inconsistent in terms of the style, but it could have said behemtcha leisarbiya kalayim, and then it could have said ubesodcha uveloy sizra besodcha kalayim. Don't plant kalayim in your field. But instead, it says sodcha leisizra kalayim, and therefore Rabbi Kiva darshins kalayim sodcha loy, the kalayim from the harboas behemois behemtcha leisarbiya kalayim. He puts the period after behem t'chaloi sarbiya, period. And now kilayim sod chaloi. Kilayim sod chaloi comes to tell you not only is there an iser of zariah, but even just keeping, sustaining, having kelayim in your field is asur. Uviyata rabbi kirbecha, get this kelayim out. So if you're going to go and put up a siog or a geder, kedei lekayman, you're going to get malchus. Going to get malchus. What do I see from this, says Rashi, that Rabbi Kiva holds that you're not allowed to be roitze b'kiyuman. You're not allowed to want to and to keep the kelayim in place. No, if that's the case, how does it say the top line of the omid? Aval oikred imo, you're allowed to go and get a salary for assisting in being oikred the kelayim. Didn't you just say that you're not allowed to be roitze l'kiyumai? And to go and draw a salary for being oikred the kelayim, you have to at least initially say to him, Kadosh Baruch Hu, make sure, don't make a nest overnight to be oikred all of this kelayim, because I want to have a job tomorrow morning. If I come there 9 o'clock and I find out that Hurricane Sandy went and ripped apart all of this kelayim, I'll have no job tomorrow. So therefore he's a roitze b'kiyumai. And what does it say in the Braisa? No problem. This roitze b'kiyumai, of course, is only a temporary roitze b'kiyumai. But he's getting the salary from this roitze b'kiyumai, because if there was no kiyum of the kelayim, he wouldn't have to be oikered. So it's very parallel to our case of yesterday. What was the case like? We started off. He has barrels and barrels of the Yayin Nesach. The Goy says to the Yid, I'm hiring you to go and destroy all of these barrels. So the Yid initially says to himself, I hope all these barrels remain intact until 9 o'clock tomorrow when I start my job. So he's a Roitze B'kiyumai. Zoktach Reb Nachman, nothing to worry about. Yishbar v'tovi ala bracha. Same thing over here. Oikren imoy, he's roitze b'kiyumai of the kelayim until tomorrow morning, until he's going to be oikered. He's going to get his salary. Says Rab Nachman, no problem. You see the braisa says, oikren imoy, kedei lutei satifla. So l'choyre the rai is a very, very strong rai. And for the Gemara, loy nishkarai. We're now on the line. The ilamutei tifla shari. Right? Even though Rabbi Kiva says, you're not allowed to be Mekayim Kelayim, but to Mekayim Kelayim temporarily for the purpose of being Oikerit, that's Mutter. Is a Raya to Rav Nachman. So Shumalai Nishkarai. How many Rabbanan is? Kenzan the Braisa goes according to the Rabbanan. What do the Rabbanan hold? There's no problem of Kiyum. There's only a problem of Nichush and Mechape. Anything which sounds like, which is an accessory to, secondary to Zriya, that's Osir. But Mekiyum, that's not a problem. Frank Timura, I Rabbanan, if you're telling me this Bryce Rabbanan and not Reb Akiva, my Irya Oikrin, Afilakiyume Nami Shaper Dami. Why don't we tell us even a greater Chiddush? Since according to the Rabbanan, there's no problem of building a fence around Kelayim, because you're not doing anything vis a vis the Kelayim, you're just being Makayim it. But you're not fertilizing, you're not spraying it with insecticide, you're not watering it, you're not pruning it, you're not hoeing, you're not doing anything, you're just putting a gate around it to keep people away. Why doesn't it say in the Braisa even a greater Chiddush? What is that greater Chiddush? Start the Braisa, Ein Oidrim Im Oivicham Mikilayim, you're not allowed to work physically in the field. Aval Mekayimim HaKilayim Al Yidei Siyog V'Geder, that he's allowed to be, or Aval Boinim Siyog v'geder, you're allowed to go and build a siyog and geder. That's a much bigger chiddush, I would think. Kilayim, you're building a geder around it. Yeah, you're mishigina. Let this kilayim die. Let it be a viar Torah. What's going on over here? That would be a much greater chiddush. So if this is Rabbanu, my ear, you're oikrin, afiliki, you may not me shapir dami. And for the Gemara, you're absolutely right. Nevertheless, it goes according to the Rabbanon. And what is the chiddush? Why does it tell us of oikren imay? Why doesn't it go and say boinim geder? For Rabbi Yehudi, it's talking about that the goy is inviting the Jew to help him out in being oiker the kilayim, and he tells him, however, I have no money to pay you. Can you go and do it for free? And the yid is willing to provide the akiras kilayim services for free. Rabbi Yehuda the Amalitin lehem machnas chinam is osur. Normally, you're not allowed to give a matnas chinam. Now, what is this all about? You remember back on Daf Chof, we had three limudim from the same pasuk of leisichonim. Number one, leisichonim, leisit lehem chaniya bekarka. You now let it go and give an akum. You now let it sell him. Vidrabani, you now let it even go and rent to him a bias, a residence in Eretz Yisrael, or a field to go and plow, etc. That's chaniya bekarka. Number two, leisichonim, leisit lehem chain. Don't go and say about a ovedes kechovim how beautiful she is. And number three, we had a machloek between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, whether you're allowed to leisichonim give a matnas chinam to an oived kechovim. Where did we find that machloek is? Find the machloek is the gabe nevela, where the Torah says that you're not allowed to eat nevela, like ger asher b'sherech titnena v'achola oy mochar l'nochri. And depending how you read the words in the pasuk, you could read it not just mochar l'nochri, like ger asher b'sherech titnena. You can go and give it as a matana to the nochri. Not only can you sell it, but you can also give it as a matana. The Anamachlik Shemei Rabbi Yehuda, how to read the pasuk. Anyway, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says, under normal circumstances, you cannot give a matnas chinam. When we say matnas chinam, we don't mean to go and give a tip to your goyish doorman, especially when it comes to the holiday period. There, you're not a matnas chinam means that you have no other financial or other type of social relationship with this guy, and so therefore you have no need and no reason to go and give him matnas chinam. However, if the reason why you're doing it is either financial reasons, for instance, you do business with him the whole year, and so therefore at the end of the year you want to go and give him a token of appreciation, and you send him a bottle of whiskey or something like that, that's a different story. That's not a matnas chinam. Same thing when you're giving your doorman a present at the end of the year. That's not a matnas chinam. You're doing it for service that you hope that he has provided and that you hope that he will provide. And similar stuff. Anyway, what's happening over here? The goy is inviting him to be ochre with him, the kelayim, but he's not paying him. So Rabbi Yehuda holds normally, I cannot work for him for free. If he pays me something, at least a nickel, at least a dollar, a shoba prut is one thing. He's not giving me anything. Here you're allowed to go and do it for free. Why are you allowed to go and do it for free? Because he is being mamayda satifla. He's taking out. Even though there is no chiyah for him to be ochre, it's not even his. It belongs to the goy. But if he wants to graciously volunteer and help out the goy in removing this kilayim, no problem. That's the chiddush of the oikrin imoy kilelamutiya satifla. So even though, like the Rabbanon, they don't hold an isser of kiyum. That's not what the Bryce is addressing. The Bryce is addressing this halach of Rabbi Yehuda, that under normal circumstances, you're not allowed to give a matnas chinam, but here you're allowed to even work for him for free to be oker the kalayim. Zokti Yomara. Bottom line is, we have no raya to Rav Nachman, because this is not going according to Rabbi Kiva, the one that holds osir b'kiyumai, and therefore normally I would say, if that's possible, if you're not allowed to be roitzer b'kiyumai, then maybe you cannot be oikrin Imoy, Kamashwal and the Braisa, yes, Oikrin Imoy, even though temporarily he's praying and he's hoping that this Kilayim will stay in place until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning when he's going to be Okerit. Mutalach, we thought we had a riot to Rav Nachman. Said Imoy, no, it's not going according to Rabbi Kiva, it's going according to Rabban. According to Rabban, there's no dinner right to Bikiyumai. So therefore, it has nothing to do with the Gemara of yesterday, with the Shaila of Rav Nachman. You're asking me, so what's the Chiddush of Oikrin Imoy? The Chiddush is that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that normally you're not allowed to go and voluntarily provide services to this Akum, here you're allowed to because you're being Oiker the Kilai. Zokti Mura, fine. Maske.
So it goes according to everybody then.
The Braisa can go according to everybody, and therefore you have no raya that it's Rabbi Kiva to bring a raya to Rav Nachman. Because it ulta goes going to Rabban. But Zokti Yetz the Gemara, mid Rabbi Yehuda, Nishmal Rabbi Kiva. Even after this Rabbi Yehuda, let's still bring a nice parallel to Rabbi Kiva. What is the parallel? Lav om Rabbi Yehuda, osalitain lehem matnas chinam. Aval, lemute tifle shaper dami. Fine. Maskim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, normally you're not allowed to give matnas chinam. Here the exception to the rule, lemutei tifla. And that's why we say on the top line, mutalach. Nu ay bazoi le Rabbi Kiva nami. Av gav yom Rabbi Kiva, even though Rabbi Kiva normally holds hamakayim bekalayim, is loike, l'choyde he should hold similar to Reb Yehuda, Lemute Tifla Shaper Dami. Both of them are dealing with Isurim and a heter to the Isser. Rabbi Yehuda's Isser is, don't give Matnas Chinam, but there's a heter when he's being Oiker the Kalayim. Why? Because he's getting rid of the Tifla. Zuktimura, say the same thing according to Rabbi Akiva. There's an Isser to Mekayim Kalayim, you get Malkis, but Lemute Tifla Shaper Dami. If this is correct, says Gemara, then I vait to have a raya to Rav Nachman. We thought that the Braisa is a Rav Akiva Braisa, and therefore it's exactly the same case as Rav Nachman. Here there's an Isser Kiyum of Kilayim, but it's Mutter Lakar, even though temporarily Roitze Bekiyumoy. Same thing by the Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach also temporarily Roitze Bekiyumoy. Nevertheless, the ultimate purpose is to go and destroy it, mutalach, because he's being mamayed in the tifla. So the Gemara said, no, this is maybe not Rabbi Kiva, maybe this is the Rabbanon, and therefore it has nothing to do with Roitze B'Kiyumai, it has to do with Nichush, it has to do with Ikur, but not because of Roitze B'Kiyumai. So the Gemara, fine. But what's the Chiddush according to Rabbanon? It's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. No, so just like according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's an Isser, Matnas Chinam, but there's a Heter in the case of Lemutei Tifla. Here too, although there happens to be an Isser of the Yayin Nesach, Tamamutei Tifla Shaper Dami. So tomorrow Vesulay Midi, there's nothing more to discuss on this matter. We have now given a conclusive Raya to Rav Nachman. With this, we start on a new Shaila. Hodi Yasvim Kabayilhu. After they finished this whole dinner Dvarim back and forth, they had another Shaila. What's the other Shaila? You remember we discussed yesterday, and this really goes back to Gemara back on Daf Lamed Dalid, where the Gemara says, "For Yisa Chayim Kamoyu, Kol She'atam Hava Hava Hu Kamoyu." What does all of that mean? The Gemara said, "What happens if a Yid owns Avodah Zarah, and now he sells the Avodah Zarah?" And he gets money. Number one, he's being over on an Isser because the Avodah Zarah is Osir Bahano'ah. Fine. But now he gets the money. What's the din? The money is now imbued with the din of the Avodah Zarah itself. Whether it's what the Gemara calls Chalipin. You've now exchanged the money for the Avodah Zarah. The Isser of the Avodah Zarah now attaches to the money. And that also becomes Osir Bahano'ah. I think Barry asked yesterday, does that continue on infinitum? In other words, what happens if he takes now the money and he buys it with a table? Does the table also get now imbued with the Isser Avodah Zarah? And if he takes that table and he exchanges it for a chair, does a chair get imbued with the Isser Avodah Zarah? So you recall back in Daf Lamed Daled, there was a machloikis whether only the Chalipe Avodah Zarah is Osir or even the Chalipe Chalipin is Osir. But all of that is with regard to Ayid that owns Avodah Zarah money. Avodah Zarah money means Avodah Zarah money that was used, that was received. Proceeds from the sale of Avodah Zarah that's clear cut, Isser Hanoah, Isser Avodah Zarah, can't use it, throw it into the Yam HaMelech. What happens if a Goy sold his Avodah Zarah? Does the money that he receives, the proceeds, does that also get imbued with the Isser Hanoah vis-a-vis the Yid? Obviously the Goy could care less. But vis-a-vis the Yid, that if he were to receive those monies, does he say, oi, fefeh, this money is Tomei, it's Avodah Zarah money, I can't have a Noah from it? That's the question that was posed at this sitting of these great Rabbanon. So Zogti Gemara, Hodi Yasra Kamboi Lehu, Tomei Avodah Zcham Biyada, Oivei Kechovim Mahu. The Goy is holding Tomei Avodah Zchachovim. Me, Tefeses Tomei Biyada, Oivei Kechovim Mahu. Would you say that the money that he received for the sale of the Avodah Zarah is now also Ashtik Isra Avodah Zarah? Amr of Nachman, the Stavad Mei Avodah Zarah, Chambi Yadav Yechavim Mutar. The Svara tells me that it's Mutar. How do I know? I don't have a Braisa, but I have a story to tell you of Rabbi Baravua. Mid Hanoi, the Osel Kam, the Rabbi Baravua. Amalahu, Zilu, Zvinu, Koldamati, Islachu, Vesu, Isgairu. What is this talking about? There were a couple of goyim that came to Rabbi Ravua, and they said, Rabbi Ravua, we're about to be Megayer. Do you have any Eitzes Toivis? So Rabbi Baravu asked them, do you have any avodah zarah, any idols? And they said, yes. What are you going to do with those idols? Well, we'll probably just sell them and get some money. Sell them now and then be Megayer. Because if you're going to be Megayer now and then sell the avodah zarah, it will be avodah zarah that belongs to a Jew. And then if you sell those avodah zarah, the money is now going to be the chalipi avodah zarah, and it will be Aser. To sell it now when you're still a goy, and then you won't have that problem. Oh, so why won't you have that problem? Obviously, it must be because the Dmei Avodah Zarah is mutter in the hands of the goy. Is nochma. Mirano, the also the kamed rabba ravur. Amalahu zilus vino komad islichu. Go and sell whatever you got, meaning all the avodah zarahs. The sewers kaidu, and then after that become a ger. My time mission the kasaber Dmei Avodah Zarah. The out of yichav mutara. That the Dmei Avodah Zarah. That is the money, the proceeds are mutter. So that's why I told him, sell it now, get the money. Frank Timor was the raya. The Dil Mashani also in the Kim the Datli Yurai Vale Batla. Maybe because he's going to be Megayer, obviously he no longer believes in those idols. Because if he believed in the idols, he wouldn't be Megayer. So he must have been Mavatal then. So there's a machloikis among the Mefarshim. How was he Mavatal? Was he already Mavatal it earlier today by taking a sledgehammer and making a pagam, you know, cutting off part of the nose or part of the ear or whatever it is, or even just denting it? We had one mandiyama. Or it's the actual mechir itself, the fact that he's willing to go and sell his idols. Who would go and sell an idol? You may, this is my God, you know, I'm going to sell an idol. That in itself might be affecting the bittel. But whichever way, lemaisa, he was Mavatal it. Once he's mavatal it, then the avodah zarah no longer is anything, right? That's why Blazakapar, he was walking down the street, he saw avodah zarah, he gave the guy a patch, and the guy was mavatal it. Now it's mutabanot. So that being the case, maybe that's the reason why. Not because the avodah zarah is mutter, because it's no longer avodah zarah at the time that he's selling it, because he was already mavatal it, or the actual sale itself causes the bittul, and therefore the money that he receives, therefore is mutter. Look to your right. From that story, you have no right. El mehocha, let's bring a raya from the following braiso. Yisrael, show you noisha by vikachavim, mono. Umochra by vikachavim, vehaviloi, yayin esach. I'm sorry, vehaviloi. Yayin esach, vehaviloi, mutter. What is this all about? A Yisrael comes to a goy, and he says, Johnny, Willie, Billy, you owe me $100. And Johnny, Willie, Billy says, yes, I agree. I owe you the money. I'm going to come back in a few minutes with the cash. In the meantime, what did he do? Machar avodas chichavim. He went and sold a few of his idols. He got money, behaviloi, and he gave it to the Jew. Or he had yayin nesach barrels, and he sold them, behaviloi, and he brought the money to the Jew. Shteito on the price of mutter. So before we continue, we've already answered our question. How can the Jew take this money in payment for the loan? This is former Avodah Zarah money. This is Avodah Zarah that was sold, and they took the money, and he's using to pay off the chayv. If you tell me, Demei Avodah Zarah Chechavim, Biyad Oivik Chechavim, is Asur, it's Isra, no, the Jew would have to say, where did you get this money from? I just sold a few idols. Sorry, sir, I cannot take this money from you, it's Isra, no. By the fact that it says in the Braisa Mutter, is l'choyra araya mefureshes to Rav Nachman, and Rashi says, yeah, we've been poishet the shayla that Dmei Avodah Zarah yad v'chavim is mutalach mutalach. But now we have the continuation of the Braisa. Avi im omar loy, if the goy says to the yid, 1 second, I have no cash on me now, but hamtenli, please wait for a few hours, at she'emkar Avodah Zarah v'chavim, v'avilach. Notice in the Reisha, he didn't say that. He just said, I'll be back shortly. In the meantime, he sold that by the Zara, and he brought the money. Here he said to him in the Sefer, no, please wait for me. Don't take me to court. Don't call the police. Don't take away the collateral. Hamtali, wait for a few hours. I have a few idols. I'm going to go and sell them. I have barrels of Yayin Esach. I'm going to sell them. And I'm going to bring you the money. Osir. So Frey Timura, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Sefer. Rashi quickly points out, we already poshed the shayla from the Reisha. But once we brought this braisa, we want to understand what's stuck in the nafkamina between the Reisha and the Sefer. They're both talking about the same thing, that yid, wait, I'm going to bring you the money, and the Sefer, yid, wait, because I'm going to sell the idols and bring you the money. What's the chilek? Amar Rav Sheisha Sefer Mishim Dehavale Ki Roitze B'Kiyumai. Ah! That same Roitze B'Kiyumai that we were talking about before. That what? That if the Jew hears that, how am I going to go and get paid? Because the Goy is going to go and sell the Avodah Zarah, he's going to go and sell the Yayin Nesach. He's praying and he's hoping in his heart that that idol and that Yayin Nesach is still intact. It hasn't fallen to the ground. It hasn't broken. Because if it breaks or if it gets lost or whatever, I'm not going to get paid. See, it's a Roitze B'Kiyumai. And that's the reason why it's Asur. Because the Jew wants this to may avoid his kechav. He wants him to have the idol to be able to sell to get the money. That's why it's Asur. But the Reishi knew nothing about it. The Reishi just said, you owe me money. And the guy B'Kham says, sure, I'll be right back. In the meantime, he sold the Avodah Zarah. The Jew knew nothing about it. As far as you know, maybe he was going to the bank, to an ATM machine, to go and get some money. Frank Timur, big deal. Just because he's waiting for the goy to sell the idols, that makes it asur. But tanan, didn't we have a Mishnah? You have a goy that passed away, and that goy left over two children. One of them was a goy like himself, and the other one was originally a goy, but he became a ger. And now we have Yerusha to divide up between the two sons. Ger yochaloi malay. The ger can go and say to the oivik chavim, toil at avoidis chavim vani mo'ois. Toil at yayin esach vani peirois. Let's split it. I have no need for the idols. You keep the idols and I'll keep the money. You keep the yayin esach and I'll keep the peirois. And assuming that they are financially more or less the same and they both agree to terms, mutalach, no problem. However, if the ger had already received part of both the mo'os and the avodah zarah, or the ayin esach and the peiros, then it's already osur, because it's already the ger's, it's already belongs to the Jew. Once it belongs to the Jew, then you can't be mevatel avodah zarah in the hands of the Jew, and it becomes osur. Okay. Anyway, what do I see from this brisa? Here in this brisa, the ger very much wants that these idols and the ayin esach remain intact as long as they are doing the allocations between them. If before they finish off the closing to finish off the estate, if the Yid hears that unfortunately some of these idols fell to the ground and broke, or some of these Yayin Nesach barrels fell over and the Yayin Nesach poured out, then the Goy is going to come back and say, oh no, this is already history, we got to do a brand new allocation because the idols are broke. There's no more Yayin Esach. So therefore the Jew in his heart is saying, Roitze B'Kiyumai, I want that until we close on this estate, that the idols remain intact and the Yayin Esach remains intact. Zokti Gemara, so what do I see from this? You're telling me, B'chi Roitze B'Kiyumai, you're telling me is Asur. I see from the case of the Ger that it's not Asur, because the Ger is allowed to tell the Yovik Chavim, you take this half, I take that half. Even though the half that he's giving to the goy involves the Avodah Zarah, and he's hoping and praying that it's going to remain B'Kiyumai, and the Braisa says that it's Mutter Yochaloi Maloi, Tolat Avodah Zarah Vani Mo'ois, Tolat Yein Esach Vani Peirois. Omer Rabba Bar Ula, Masiz Avodah Zarah HaMischalekes Lefish Voreh. We're talking about that the idols that we are handing over to the goy are made out of gold or silver, and therefore they are worth their weight in gold, literally. And the ger says, I could care less whether or not this idol falls to the ground and breaks. Makes no difference. Anybody that wants to buy it will take out a scale, put the shvarim of the Avodah Zarah in the scale, on the scale. It's a pound of gold, whatever pound of gold is going for today. I don't know if it's a $1,000, $5,000, right? It's per ounce, it's a few hundred. So if you're talking about a pound, it's 16 times as much. Whatever it costs. But the point is, he's not Roitze B'Kiyumai. He says the Avodah Zozel Gain and Dred, it should break into 100 pieces. Makes no difference. It's still worth its value in gold. Says Yimura, Teinach Avodah Zechav. That makes sense when you're talking about the Avodah Zarah. Yayin Esach Ma'ikul Meimer. You can't give that territory to the Yayin Esach if it's all going to pour out into the sewage pipes, there's not going to be anything left. So Avadi's Roitze B'Kiyumai. Says, that's also not difficult. It's talking about Cheres Hadar Yoni, Remember, we had this in the beginning of the Masechta. Cheres HaDiyoni means that Hadrian came up with a brilliant idea. Probably wasn't him, it was probably one of his advisors, that he was constantly going to war, and they didn't have enough wine to go and take along, and that, of course, it would be very heavy to go and take along wine everywhere. So what they did was they planted grapes in virgin territory where nothing had ever been grown before, and therefore this ground was very, very, very fertile, had a lot of nutrients and minerals and all the rest of that. I'm sure that if Reb Shlomo from Eretz Yisrael had time, he would describe it to us in great detail. And now they had really luscious grapes. They took the grapes and they pressed them and they made wine out of it. And then they took that wine and they put it into these brand new Kli Cheres. Kli Cheres was Bolea, absorbed that wine. And then what they did is they let it dry for a while and absorbed again and again. And what did they ultimately do? They broke these Kli Cheres into small shards, put the shards in the backpack of the soldiers, and whenever they wanted to go and drink wine, they would take that shard, put it into a cup or into a pitcher of water, let it soak for a little bit, and then that beverage was delicious. The Gemara says that the first time soaking of this Cheres HaDaryani gave better wine than fresh wine from other sources. When you were buying a barrel or a bottle of wine, that wine was inferior to this wine that came from the concentrate, so to speak, from the absorptions in the Cheres HaDaryani. So that being the case, if that's the type of Yayin Esek we were talking about, even if it falls to the ground and it breaks into 100 pieces, who cares? It's still worth its weight in wine. Zokimar, okay, you're right. About Shvira, you have no problem. But somebody might steal in the case of the Avodah Zarah. Since you said the Avodah Zarah is silver and gold, that's precious. There are ganovim. Yeah. Somebody's going to steal it. And or the Cheres HaDaryani, it's worth a lot of money. People will steal it. So Vaitetz Roitze B'Kiyumai. And I see that this Ger, he's allowed to go and take the half of the Arusha, even though it's Roitze B'Kiyumai. And therefore, Zokti Yomara, why did you say in the Sefer of the preceding Brisa that if the Goy says to the Yid, Hamten Liach Emkar Voidus Kechovim V'Avilach, it's Asur, because the Yid is Roitze B'Kiyumai, I see by this Ger, when we're talking about the splitting up of the Yerusha, he's Roitze B'Kiyumai, he doesn't want it to get lost, it got stolen. And nevertheless, we're saying that it's Mutalach. You ask me a kash from Yerusha Seger. There's a very special kula by Yerusha Seger. Shani Yerusha Seger da kilu barabanan. They were mekel. Why were they mekel? Yachsel kula. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means to say is every ger was a one-time agoy. And if you're going to go and tell a ger, by the way, now that you become a ger, you're no longer entitled to get inheritance from your father. His father might have been a multimillionaire, and the ger says to himself, I did a bad deal. Yeah, I got all of these Jewish books and I got all these rabbis, but I lost millions of dollars. Chas v'shalom yachzer l'kil kulay, and therefore we say, Ger, you can go and take Yerusha, no problem. So, just like you can take Yerusha, you can also go and split up the Yerusha, give the Avodah Zarah to the Goy, and keep the kosher money for himself. Tanya mihochal, take bring your raya. Rabbi said, we're now on the top of Amit Beis. When do we say that the Yid, the Ger, and the Goy can split it up? And the Yid says to the Goy, you take all of the Avodah Zarah, the Tzavka, by Yerusha. Avnishtad for Wasser. What happens if these two brothers were Shutfim at one time in a big, big enterprise, and that enterprise owned Avodah Zarah and or Yayin Nesach, and now the Goy wants to be Megayer, and he says to the other guy, let's split it down the middle. You'll keep the Avodah Zarah and the Yayin Nesach, and I'll keep the money, etc. No, now you can't do that, because this Hel Heter was only for Yerusha, Shemiyachzar Likilkulai. But it was not said elsewhere. So therefore it was a Shutfis. This type of splitting up would be prohibited. So therefore we have now, Rabbi Yisai, gone through the second Shaila that was discussed at this get-together of Rav Nachman and the other Amiroi. Now we come... Sorry?
I had a question.
Shoot.
In regard to grafting, for example, we today in the market you can find grafting of orange and grapefruit.
Yes.
Is that, can I buy it? A Jew can buy such a thing?
The answer is yes. You are not allowed to create the kalayim, but you can buy kalayim that was created by a goy, especially here in Chutz Laaretz. But if you want to know more about these things, you should speak to competent rabbanim that know all about these halachas. But the maisa, all of us eat grapefruits, even though I'm told that a grapefruit is really a merger, so to speak, a grafting of an orange and a lemon. So, but nevertheless, everybody eats it. There's no shaila here in Chutz Laaretz. And we continue on weiter. Hoder yasvi v'kamboilu. This was now the third shaila. Ger toishim maushi yivatel avoidis chichovim. T'palach mavatel, loy palach loy mavatel. Aydel makol debar minay mavatel, vay bar minay hu. We've already learned a number of times that a goy kim mavatel avoidis zar. Not only can he mavatel his own avoidis zar, he can even mavatel his friend, the other goy's avoidah zar. But you can't be mevatel a yid's avoidah zar. And a yid himself cannot be mevatel any avoidah zar, neither his avoidah zar, nor avoidah zar that belongs to a goy. Okay, so goyim can be mevatel, yidin cannot be mevatel. Now the question is there something in between? Yes, a ger toishiv. What was a ger toishiv? We're going to have a three-way machloikis further down. Bemisin, it's a machloikis, it's a whole sugya mesechta Sanhedrin, which we learned not too long ago. What's the exact definition of a ger toishiv? But the minimum of a ger toishiv is that he's not an oyved avoyde zara. He has taken upon himself not to do any idolatry. But lemaisi is still a goy, he's not a yid. You can't be mitzarefim to minyan, you can't give him an aliyah. Now the question is, can he be mevatel avoyde zara? What's the shaila? Zokti yimara. Maushi vatel avoyde zechav. The polach, a religious goy who worships avoyde zara, mevatel. He has the koyach to make something into avoyde zara by bowing down and serving the avoyde zara, worshiping the avoyde zara. And he has the koyach to remove it. It's like a kiboy leikach poltoy. Haitana hoitzo hachnosa korilei, or hachnosa haitzo korilei. If you can go and make something of avodah zarah, you can be mevatel avodah zarah. Loy palach, but if you don't believe in it, if you don't worship it, loy mevatel. Maybe you can't. Aydil makol debar mina mevatel. Debar mina means anybody who's of the same species. Meaning a ger toishiv is of the same species as a goy, even though he's a religious goy, he doesn't do avodah zarah. A goy is a goy. So kol debar mina mevatel, b'hai bar minayu. He's among. He's not when he fills out his application forms. He doesn't fill out that he's Jewish, he fills out that he's an Akum. That was the shayla that was posed. Omelet of Nachman. Mistavra, the Sfora tells us to polach mevatel, loy polach, loy mevatel. If you happen to be an observant, worshipping goy, you can be mevatel. A ger toishiv cannot be mevatel. So now the Gemara is going to ask a couple of kashas. Meisve, freit the Gemara, Yisrael shem motzav oid zecham b'shuk. Hey, Yisrael is walking down the street and he finds a void of zorah in the shuk. Actually, Basil Yodai, before he picks it up, if he picks it up, it'll be koine b'hagba. It'll be his. He can't be mavatel anymore. When it's still in the ground, on the ground, you can ask a goy, please come over, be mavatel it. And then he can go and take it. Misha Basil Yodai, ain't oim levi chavim mavatla. Once he takes it in hand, he says, okay, I'll ask now the goy to mavatel it. Now it's too late, Rabbi Yisai. Nisha Umru, like we've learned in the past. Oiv chum mevatel avoid is chum shaloi v'shal chaveiroi bein oivda bein she'eni oivda, but not the avoidah zarah of a yid. That's the end of the brayso or the mishnah that we learned before. Now the Gemara wants to understand what does that mean bein oivda u'bein she'eni oivda. My oiv bein she'eni oivda. Ilay me'ida v'idi oiv chum haynu shaloi v'shal chaveiroi. Ah, maybe it means that we're talking about a goy, idi v'idi oivde kachavim, and when he says bein oivde bein she'ein oivde, say if it happens to be his avoyde zara, say if it's the his friend's avoyde zara. As you know, just like you have today, many of the goyim wear a tzelem around their neck or whatever. So in the good old days, they also used to have such tzlamim that they wore around the neck or they had in their pockets that they carried with them, like for Shmira Lahavdol. So they would have their avodah zarah.
Therefore, Haman had such an idol on him, according to the Medrash.
I'm sorry?
Haman HaRasha had such an idol.
Exactly. So therefore, that's why people, that's why Mordechai didn't want to bow down, because he had the avodah zarah. Shkoyach. But getting back to our Gemara, so maybe that's the pshat in Bein Oivda, Bein She'ein Oivda. Meaning, it's his avodah zarah that he serves, or it's not his avodah zarah, it's his chaver's avodah zarah, which he doesn't serve, his chaver serves that. Each one has their own pocket avodah zarah, so to speak. Zok Gemara, that lechayra cannot be the problem. Why not? Because we said in the Braisa, Bein Shaloi, Bein Shal Chaveroi. Haine Shaloi Bein Shal Chaveroi. In other words, if Bein Oivda, Bein Shaloivda, Eina Oivda means, I, Goy, have my avodah zarah. My friend, the other Goy, has his avodah zarah. And that's what we mean, Bein Oivda, Bein She'ein Oivda, I can vatal his avodah zarah, which I'm not serving, because it's his avodah zarah. And he can go and be mevatel my avodah zarah, which I am worshipping, which he's not worshipping. If that's the case, then why did we say, Shaloi, Bishol Chaveroi, Bein Oivda, Bein She'ein Oivda? That would be redundant. Elav l'choyre pshat in the brayse is azoy. Oivda is oiv gechovim. Ma she'ena oivda, who's the ena oivda? That's the ger toyshev. Ushma mino ger toyshev nami mevatel. Oh, so that's the pshat. Oiv gechovim mevatel avoy zcham shaloi v'shal chaveroi. Johnny the goy can go mevatel Billy's avoy dezar. And Billy can mevatel Johnny's avoy dezar. Moreover, what happens if Johnny happens to be a religious goy and Willie is a ger toyshev, also a goy, but he doesn't believe in idols. Also, gemim bavach bein oivda. If you do worship it, bein she'ein oivda. You don't worship it, makes no difference. Is the chayra kasha on Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman said a moment ago, "Tolei polach loy mevatel." Here it says, even if you're an ena oivda, you can be mevatel. Lushma min a ger toyshev nam mevatel. And to loy la'olam ein malach idi b'idi oivda kachav. Both cases, both Johnny and Willie are full-fledged goyim. Not ger toishes. Iduk amres hayni shaloi v'shel chaveroi. Reisha ze v'ze lipa'or. V'ze l'ze. V'ze v'ze l'markulius. When it says bein shaloi v'bein shel chaveroi, we're talking about that each one of them had such a pocket markulius. They're carrying around 3 stones in their pocket. Or they're carrying around toilet paper to go and assist in the service of the pa'or. But they each one had their own avodah zarah. So that is shaloi v'shal chaveroi. That Johnny can go and be mevatel Willie's markulias, and Willie can go and be mevatel Johnny's par. Sefer, sorry?
Another anyway.
Nochmul? Sorry?
Mevatel one another anyway. They don't, you know, it's like, I don't believe in what you do, and he doesn't believe in what you do.
Well, that's the chiddush of the braisa. Even though they don't believe in it, if they are mevatel, it becomes batel. Mevatel doesn't mean that I just say I don't believe in it. You have to do a maisa. We had before in the Mishnah what the maisas would be. You have to, for instance, at least make a dent in the face of the avodah zarah to show that this avodah zarah is powerless against human being. Anyway, so this is the ze shaloi v'shal chaveroi. Seif ze lepor v'ze lemakulius. Oh. That he is a Pa'or worshipper, I'm a Markulius worshipper, I have nothing to do with Pa'or, he has nothing to do with Markulius. Nevertheless, they can still go and be Mavatel. But all of this advice has nothing to do with Ger Toishev. And therefore, the raya that we try to bring, that even a Ger Toishev can go and be Mavatel, that raya is not a good raya. So, against Rav Nachman. Ezo Ger Toishev, can you explain to me, how do you define a Ger Toishev? 3-way machlekes. So to Tana Kama Kosher Kibel Ola Befnei Gimel Chaveirim, he goes in front of a Bezdin, Shloi Lavoid Avoidas Koichovim Divirameh. That's all you need to do. He can do every other Isser of the Tarig Mitzvahs, but he's careful not to do Avoidas Zara, he's a Ger Toishev. V'chom Aymrim Kosher Kibel Ola Sheva Mitzvahs, Shekibel Eim B'nei Noach, he has to mekabel all the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Achirim Aymrim, Eilu loibol leklal ger toishev. The two that you just described as a goy gomor. Elezeo ger toyshiv, ze ger oichel neveilis, shekibol olav lakayim, kol amitzes amuris batoira, chutz mi iser neveilis. A ger toyshiv is a person who does 612 mitzvahs, 612 out of the tariag mitzvahs. Only one mitzvah he doesn't do. That's the iser of neveilis. How does this third man, the yomer, know that the iser neveilis is the only thing that he doesn't do? Because again, we have an apostle, soichal kol neveilis. What do you do with the nevela? La ger asher b'sherecha titnena v'achola. Give it to your ger. We don't mean a ger tzedek, chas v'shalom. We're talking about a ger toyshiv titnena v'achola. How can he eat it? He was mekabel the mitzvahs. He's mekabel all the mitzvahs, chutz min nevela. That's the din. Yes, I'm sorry?
Rabbeinu, so he can eat non-kosher food.
The ger toyshiv, remember, he's not a ger. Not like we define a ger today, that he was a Megayer and he becomes a Jew, and he has a bris milah, he toivels. All he did was accept upon himself other prohibitions. But he did not accept upon himself nevelis, so he can go and eat all nevelis in the world. That's not a problem. Okay?
That can eat non-kosher food.
He can eat, if he, according to the third man, Yomar, that he accept upon himself all the mitzvahs, except for nevela, he would not be able to eat chazer. He would not be able to go and eat non-kosher animals and wild beasts. He would not be able to eat from a hippopotamus or rhinoceros. He would not be able to go and eat from a horse or from a donkey. Why? Because he's mekabel upon himself everything except for nevela. Nevela was the only din. So nevela, of course, would be referring to a kosher animal which died or whether you didn't do a proper shechita. Maybe Nevelis would be broad enough to cover a dead chazer. Chveisnish. Maybe it would be broad enough to cover a dead chazer too. Maybe that's also called a Nevelis. But since none of us are geared to Shavim, it's really not a practical shaila. But getting back to this brisa. Now you're wondering to yourself, who cares what a geared toishav is? So there are a number of halachas that apply to geared toishav. Number one, it says in the pasuk, ger v'soishav v'chai imach. Is a mitzvah lahachayoisai. If you have a ger toishiv in your community and he is struggling for funds, you have a mitzvah to go and give him money or give him food to support him. That's lahachayoisai. But now we have other dinim as well. And that is, could he, for instance, be a mashgiach in a kosher salami factory or something like that? So that's what the Gemara is going to discuss now. This ger toishiv, any one of the three definitions, whether you hold that he was just mekabel, not to do avodah zarah, or mekabel shem mitzvah neinoich, or mekabel all the mitzvahs except for nevelis, says the brisa, miyachden etzloy yayin, ve'imafkiden etzloy yayin. You're allowed to be miyached, but not mafkid. What we are concerned is, Rabbi Yisai, that this ger toishav might go and switch the wine for his own wine. We're not worried that it's going to be menasach the wine, because according to all three, he doesn't believe in avodah zarah. So he's going to be menasach it too. But he might switch the wine for non-kosher wine. Or he might allow a goy to touch the wine, figuring, it's not my problem, it's not my headache. I'm not going to eat from the wine, I'm not going to drink. So, miyachan etzlai. You're allowed to leave b'yichud. Yichud says Rashi, you can leave the goy, not the goy, the ger toishiv in your winery, in your liquor store, for a short period of time. Rashi says, "Kidei mil o yoyser." How long does it take to walk a mill? 15 minutes, 20 minutes, abisalenger, half an hour. You can trust him with your wine. But the imafkinetzle, but anything longer than that, Rashi says, "Lizman meruba," that would be prohibited. Why? Because we're afraid that he might go and be machlef the yayin for his own yayin. So therefore, miyachdim imafkin. And the Gemara tells us, you can't be mafkid, even be'ir sheru b'Yisrael, where presumably there's a svara of mirsis, that there's a lot of yidin around, they're going to see, ein mafkid etzle yayin, because I'm afraid he might either switch it or allow the goy to touch it. Av miyachdim etzle yayin, but you'd rather be miyach, in other words, for a very short period, k'dei mila yoysa, that's okay. Even if most of the people over there are goyim, in a short period of time, he's not going to let anybody tamper or touch the goods. Moreover, sham noikiyena, the shemen of this ger toishiv, has the same status like yayin, meaning like yayin nesach. Frank Timura, 1 second. Shamna kiyenai, sol kadaitach, shemin mikahavi yayin nesach, or even shemin nesach. What would be the svar to go and say that shemin, his shemin should be yayin nesach? Rabbeisai, we're talking about shemin. Rashi says we're talking about after they were already matir, or before they instituted the original Isra against shemin. Because you remember we had earlier on in our Masechta that they were goyzer, yayin, mit shemin, mit pas, all those wonderful things with Shum b'noi sayan, but eventually they took off the Isra on shemin. So we're talking about that there's no Isra on shemin now. So if there's no Isra on shemin, what are you telling me? Shamna ki yayinoi, his shemin is like yayin esach. My good friend, shemin can become shemin nesach. Nobody's menasach shemin. Eli yayinoi kishmani pig faket. We're saying that his yayin is mutter like shemin. Why? Because he's no longer being menasach. He is not a goy, he's a ger toishiv. So therefore his yayin is like shemin, mutalach. Continues the braisa. Ulashar koldaba for every other purpose. Harihu ke oive ke chovim. So in other words, the gabi the din of lahachyoisoi, special din ger toishiv. The gabi din of yichud and mafkid of yayin, those are the lachas we just spelled out. The gabi shamna yenoi, we just talked about that. Bashar koldaba, everything else in the world, harihu ke oive ke chovim. What does that mean? Rabbi said we're going to get back to that momentarily. Reb Shimon, on the side, it says, Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Yeino Yayin Esach. Even though he's a Ger Toishev, he doesn't do Avodah Zarah. Nevertheless, his Yayin has a status like Yayin Esach. The Amri, the others say just the opposite. Mutter Bishtiyah, you're allowed to drink his wine. Not only is it Mutter Banor, it's Mutter Bishtiyah. Why? Because he has forsworn he's no longer going to do Avodah Zarah. So he's like a Yid in that respect. No Yayin Esach. You're allowed to drink his wine. Anyway, let's get back to the substance of our Gemara. K'tani Mia, those magic words which we just read a minute ago, Ulashar kol dvara, for everything else, he's avi k'oivit k'chavim. What does that mean for everything else? My hilchasa, what do we mean by that? Especially according to the third mandiyama, that he took upon himself 612 out of 613 mitzvahs. What do we mean, l'shar kol dvara, he's avi k'chavim? Love, isn't it talking about the mavatal avodah zarah ki oivik kechavim, that even though he no longer serves avodah zarah, but he can still be mavatal avodah zarah like any other guy, is a direct hit against Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman said at the top of the Amid, the palach mavatal, tloi palach, loy mavatal, and here we're saying according to all three pshatim, three definitions of ger toishev, he doesn't do avodah zarah. And nevertheless, it says Lishar Kol Dover, he's like an Oivik Echavim. Doesn't that mean that he can be Mavatal of Oida Zara, even though Tloi Polach Lai? Amram Nachman Yitzhak Loi, that's not what we're talking about. That we say, Shar Kol Dover, he's Oivik Echavim, we're talking Lagabe Hilchas carrying on Shabbos. What do you mean Hilchas carrying on Shabbos? Litu Nishus Olevatal Rishus. What happens if you live in a building, in a chotzer, and you have Goyish neighbors, what do you do about Eruv Echatzeres on Shabbos? Can you not make an Eruv when you have those Goyim present? Okay, the sign, like we learned in the Brice. The Brice first starts talking off Legabe a Yisrael. A Yisrael Mummer. Yisrael Mummer never Chachman Litzlan. A Yid that's off the Derech, OTD, and he's not a Shemesh Shabbos, but sinner. But he is a Shemesh Shabbos b'fahesia. At home, he turns on and off the lights, he watches television, he types on his typewriter, he does all types of malachas on Shabbos. But when he goes outside in the street, chas v'shalom, doesn't smoke any cigarettes, he acts and looks like a shomer Shabbos. Okay, what did we say in the Brayse? Yisrael Mummer, who's Meshamer Shabbatoi Bashuk, outside in the street, he is a shomer Shabbos, Mevato Rishus. Mevatel Rishus means that when they're going around and saying, Rabbi Yisai, we want to make Eruv Chatzeros, will you participate? He says, I'm Mevatel my Rishus. Are you Mevatel Rishus? We'll see in another two lines the Nusuch, but he can participate, so to speak, in the Eruv. Not that he cares, but at least for the other people. It's for him too, because since he's a Shemesh Shabbos, Befahesia, he also wants to carry outside. He can Mevatel Rishus. Shemesh Shabbos, Shabbatei Bashuk. However, unfortunately, if he is so OTD, that he's even a Mechal Shabbos, but Fahesia, Ein mevatel rishus. Bitl rishus does not do the trick. That's not enough. Why? Menesha amru. Because the rules are Yisrael no yisrael rishus and mevatel rishus. A Yisrael, including a Yisrael mumer mishamer shabbatei bashuk, can hand over rishus, can mevatel rishus, and therefore someone in that chotzer can go and make an eruv. Uboy v'chovim. No, achi yiskor. Then you have to rent rights to his property. So what the Gemara is telling us is, that price is telling us is, that ger toishiv is ka'ayv k'chom l'chol devarav, that he is not able to just be mavato rishus and nois rishus. You have to be yiskor. You have to go and rent from him rights to his property to be able to go and say, this property belongs at least partially to me, and therefore you'll be able to go and carry on Shabbos if you make an eruv. Ketzer oin maloi. If you want him in mevato rishus, makna rishus, what do you do? You say rishusi kenuyalach, rishusi mevatelaslach, kana ve'ein tzarech liskais. You don't have to make a kinyan; just the words rishusi kenuyalach, rishusi mevatelaslach. That is sufficient. With this, we've concluded the Gemara. So, bottom line is, we thought we had a knockout kasha on Rav Nachman because this lengthy brisa tells us that the ger toishav is an oivik chavim. L'shar kol hadvorim. So we thought the shar kol dvorim means legabe the din of being mevatel avodah zarah. So just like a goy can mevatel zarah, this ger toish can also mevatel avodah zarah. Is the chshver on Rav Nachman that said that ger toish can not be mevatel avodah zarah? After the Gemara, that we said has nothing to do with avodah zarah. It has to do with hilchos Shabbos, where they can mevatel rishus to let other people to be able to carry on Shabbos. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai Zayi Ben Zayi.